To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everyone else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector.
Brilliant, stop there. How many men went up to pray? Two. It's a very simple story, even I can get this one. Two people went to pray, okay? To one place, the temple. The first was called a Pharisee. Now, I need a volunteer. I need someone to volunteer. Heidi, that's very sweet. Anyone a bit taller growing up than Heidi? There. Anna, Matthew's up you come, right in the middle, bro. Here we come. First one, a Pharisee. Now, we've got a bit of a costume. So, this will help us just get it in our minds, okay? Two men went to pray. Okay, first one, Pharisee. That's it. I'll leave you the button-up top right across the collar. There we go. There we go. Two men to pray, okay? The first was called a Pharisee. Now, when we hear Pharisees, maybe we think, boo, hiss. Because we know what happens in the Bible if we're a Christian and we think we know what the Pharisees are about. But not back then. Everybody loved the Pharisees. They did so much good, even more good than Captain Perch. They were the example you wanted to follow. You know, a Pharisee, they were a bit like the person at nursery or at school who, whenever the teacher was speaking, did this. Every time. Every time. They were the person, perhaps if you're a bit bigger, who always gets the merits, who always gets the headmaster's commendation. They're the person who joins in the graduate scheme and they just sail through work. Their senior partner before they know it. Whoever it is, it's the person back then who everybody knew, the Pharisees, were just amazing. They were so good. Here's our Pharisee. Doesn't she look so good? Everyone wants to be like Anna the Pharisee. Now, their name was actually a nickname for separated ones. They gave a special name to the Pharisees so that people would see them and think, wow, I just so want to be like this. Let's call them Pharisees. They're so good, they're even extraordinarily set apart from the rest of society. They were the devout doers, the devout donators. If anyone deserves friendship with God, it must be someone like this. Okay, second volunteer. I need another volunteer. Oscar, up you come. Good man. There were two people in the story. How many people in the story?
Two.
Such a simple one. It's great. Jesus is such a helpful teacher. Here we go. Second person was a tax collector. Now, nice time, mate. Here we go. There we go. This is clipboard. So we've got two people. We've got a Pharisee and we've got a tax collector. Now, the tax collectors. Nobody likes tax collectors. And even today, nobody really likes tax collectors. But that's all right, Oscar, don't panic. But do you know why? Do you know what tax collectors did? They go and get your pocket money and they take some and give it to somebody else. Boo. Nobody liked tax collectors. They take your benefits, they take your salary, they take your pension. And guys, this isn't just your national insurance contributions. These guys stole. Caesar said, make as much money as you want. You can be extortion artists for all I care as long as I get my cut in Rome. That's all they had to do. And they did. And they wore very fancy clothes to show everyone how rich they were. I remember wearing that jacket, mate, back in the day. Now, does anyone think tax collectors sound nice? Trust one of mine. No. It's because it's their brother. You can resist. No. Nobody thought tax collectors were nice. Everybody knew they were bad. So do we see what Jesus is doing? Two people. One of them, everybody agrees, is good. One of them, everybody agrees, is bad. Boo. That's our two men. They've gone to one place, the temple, the church. They've gone to pray. And Jesus wants us to know that God's friends are not those who think they deserve it, but those who know they don't. Ready? Let's listen to a change of voice. Noah, he's going to tell us what happens next. Two people. Two prayers. Go, Noah.
The Pharisee stood by himself and
prayed. Two secs. We're going to boost it up a little bit.
Look at that.
We're on my mic, Leo. Here we go.
The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed. God, I thank you that I am not like other people. Robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I give a tenth of all I get.
Brilliant. Okay, so that was the Pharisee's prayer, okay? Put that back on there. So, Pharisee, she came in. She stood all proud, all by herself in the church, okay? No riffraff hanging around at the back for this one. She walked straight in. And do you know what she said? She put her hands together. She said a prayer. She was actually stayed standing, actually, according to Jesus.
Did I?
Yeah, up you go. There you go. Let's keep it real. There you go. And she said, thank you that I'm not greedy. You have been greedy? Never been greedy. Wow. I have, but not this Pharisee. Thank you, I'm never greedy. Thank you that I don't ever lie. Thank you that I treat my spouse perfectly. Thank you, I'm like none of those bad people. Those horrid people at nursery who pick on other people. I'm nothing like them. That annoying colleague who seems to just completely and utterly gossip at every moment. Thank you that I'm not like them. And above all, Anna says, thank you so much, I'm not like him, the tax collector. He is everything God wouldn't like. And so the Pharisee says, listen to all the things that I'm not like, but wonderfully, guess what I am like? I don't eat food for 2 days so that I can pray non-stop. That's pretty impressive. And gives away 10% of everything she has. Would the world be better with more Pharisees? Yes. These are the good eggs of the culture, of the society of the day. No greed, no lies, no divorce. We want more Pharisees, don't we? And remember, this wasn't a caricature from Jesus. This was real. There were Pharisees. We would all be there at the temple saying, I would love to be like Anna. Really moral and really religious. Thank you, Anna. You come back. Then our tax collector, he says a prayer too. Let's all listen to what the tax collector says. Shall we all listen to Noah? Two ears on Noah.
But the tax collector stood up at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner.
Thank you, Noah. So never mind standing up, the tax collector, he couldn't even look up. He kept his head down. He was so sad. And he kept banging his chest. And he said a very short prayer. He said, dear God, please have pity on me, have mercy on me. I am such a sinner. I am such a person that hates doing what you like. Is that an amazing difference? How long was the Pharisee's prayer? So many things to thank God that they're not like. So many things to tell God that they are like. The tax collector has so little to offer to God. He walks in, stands at the back, head down, and just says, sorry. Please have mercy. Now, hands up, guys. You're listening really well. Hands up. Have you ever, ever, ever been naughty? Have you ever heard your mum or dad or your grown-up say, will you come here? Yep. Now, when you do that, do you go running in and say, hi, I'm here? Or do you kind of like creep in thinking, I don't really want to see mum and dad right now because I just scribbled all over the wallpaper? Yeah? You are slightly worried. We know that feeling where we just know we're in the wrong. That is what this guy does. He knows he has nothing to offer God but his sin. And we'd all hear his prayer in Jesus' story and we would sit nodding saying, yep, he's scum of the earth. None of us like tax collectors. And that is why what Jesus says is such a shock. In verse 14, guys, you're listening really well. Let's listen to the last bit of the story. This is what Jesus says. In verse 14,
I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those humble themselves will be exalted.
Wow. Now, you might not have registered the shock there, but some of the grown-ups, we are to register there's a shock going on here. What on earth is going on? This man, God wants to be friends with? No! What a shock! Is Jesus confused? He must have got muddled. What about Anna? She does everything right. This guy is just a sinner. But Jesus wants us to know that God isn't friends with those who think they deserve it, but those who know they don't. See, put very bluntly, friends, Jesus is saying that two men went to pray in a temple and two men left the temple that day, one on their way to heaven and one on their way to hell. One was God's friend, one wasn't. And it's so important to Jesus, he does not want us confused or to miss it. It is like he's holding up a mirror and he says, which one are you? Are we the Pharisee or are we the tax collector? Brilliant. We're going to just think for 2 minutes as we close it up. So we say thank you very much to our fancy dress people. And thank you, Noah. You guys go and take your seats. Now, you guys wander off. That's fine. Keep your costumes. Now, what had the Pharisee done wrong? Is there anything we could put on the Pharisee? No, the clue is in what he prayed. 5 times he basically says, me, myself, and I. It's all about him. There's lots of me, me, me. Thank you, God, for me being me. You must be so delighted to have a friend like me. Thank you, God, that I'm not like them. He drew the moral compass underneath himself, just about here, just where he could put his head above the parapet and say, I'm nothing like them. Don't worry, guys. It's just about a 2 kilogram log of wood. It's fine. Missed you all. You see, the Pharisee cared about the outside. God cares about the inside. The Pharisee cared about his lists of all that I do, all that I donate. Therefore, I must deserve. Jesus says, be very careful. You don't think you're so good that God must just want to be friends with you. So, grown-ups, just as we close, do you ever feel rather superior when you watch the news? Thank goodness I'm not like them. Do you ever ponder on acts of kindness? Perhaps you're a regular here at Christchurch and you're part of a church family and we thrive on us loving one another and caring for each other. But just those quiet moments where you just ponder on what you've done and think, I'm very glad to be me. I'm sure God is too. You catch yourself thinking, I'm not perfect, but I look around church and I know I'm better than... We've got our list. It can be so subtle. Those times we want praise. Those times we want others to see and hear about what we've done. Especially God. We think we deserve it. Those of us with responsibility for these younger ones who are listening so well. What are we teaching them? How often do we find ourselves saying, because you've been good... You may have. Because you've been good, you may have. Are we in danger of teaching them that heaven is some performance-related bonus? If they're good enough, they'll deserve it. No, the tax collector knew he was messy on the inside. He knew he needed God's mercy, his forgiveness. Because being friends with God is not for those who think they deserve it, but those who know they don't. That is the wonderful thing Jesus wants us to see. Who are you, he says? Pharisee or tax collector? And Jesus says, the only thing you need to know is that I forgive you. I forgive sinners. Because he does the forgiving. He dies to save us. Friends, you have listened absolutely brilliantly. There's just one thing I want you to know. Who's still listening to me? We've lost about half, but you're still here. A little bonus-related reward for those who had staying power. Well done. You just need to know one thing. God really, really loves you. There is nothing you can do to impress him. You just have to come to him and say, I love you too. He died to save you because he loves you. You just say, I'm sorry for my sin and I love you too. Grown-ups, it's pretty similar for us too, actually. Jesus wants us to know, which one are you, Pharisee or tax collector? Someone who knows they're loved by God or someone who thinks they deserve God's love? And as we leave today, we should think about that as we go into the week ahead. Where do we stand before the Lord? Someone who says, God, I deserve you. Or someone who says, God, please forgive me. And that changes everything. And especially our eternity with him. Guys, you've listened brilliantly. We're going to say a final prayer all together. So if you'd like to, we're going to put our hands together. And we're going to shut our eyes, which just helps us concentrate a bit. And I'm going to pray.